And let's go to the movies. I wanted to review Dark Tower, which is a new action movie that explores interdimensional realities of good and evil. I can't say it's a particularly good movie. It's kind of a B-grade action movie. It has some very good scenes and some very good moments, but it's the kind of thing that I plow through the Wall Street Journal while I'm watching it. I thought it was what was interesting about it was that there was this kind of very open and serious exploration of good and evil and sort of our interdimensional realities and parallel realities. And I bring it up because when morphogenic fields or human fields are stable, and we have a strong culture and they're stable, they protect us from interdimensional forces. And when change comes and fields are torn apart, then people are left adrift and they are much more exposed to the interdimensional forces, particularly those of evil. And it's very important. It's one of the reasons I talk so much about discerning, being careful about who you invite into your life. In a stable country, stable economy, stable culture, many people haven't worried about it. Now that it's not stable, you have to be exceptionally careful. And it's funny, one of my favorite scriptures says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And many people think that means, oh, it means you're supposed to be afraid of, you know, this great divine father. No, I think it means fear of living without the covering that the light brings. And so if you know how wonderful it is to have that covering and that love, operating without it is devastating. And of course, that can be what happens when you get yourself crosswise with interdimensional forces. It's one of the reasons we wrote and keep promoting my article, Coming Clean. And also wanted to, because of the interdimensional forces, I wanted to bring up an outstanding article that was in The Present Age, which they gave us permission to republish this week. It's called Destiny in the Process of Dying. And I have to tell you, it's remarkable. And it's certainly the doctor's description very much fits with experiences I've had when I've been with people and sort of worked through with them the process of their passing over. And it speaks a lot about the interdimensional forces at work. So I would encourage you to read that also.